This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat.
The United States sees yesterday's attack as a disgrace at the highest level, an assurance that humanity means nothing to the Syrian government.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley there. Before that, of course, President Trump blaming the previous President Obama for this chemical attack as far as that red line is concerned. Lori Lewis joined us in our last episode. We talked about that a bit from Talk Media News. So the rhetoric, Lori, has just ratcheted up on Syria, and President Trump is sticking with the blame the other guys for this. And it looks like Nikki Haley is saying that the U.S. is open to using military action. What have you heard in Washington?
Yeah, you said that the U.S. position has ratcheted up. I'd go a step further than that and kind of say the U.S. position seems like it may have taken a radically different stance. The Trump administration had said that they were focused on fighting ISIS in Syria, that the fate of embattled President Bashar al-Assad was something for the Syrian people to decide. And this, what we heard today, was President Trump saying that this chemical attack changed things for him. He said that this attack, right, changed his position on Assad in the civil war, and signaled that something could happen. So we don't know what that is yet, though. And I will say something that is coming out of the Pentagon, and this isn't my reporting. This is from Nancy Youssef of BuzzFeed News. She was saying that the Pentagon's a little confused about this. She talked to a couple defense officials off the record and said that they're not sure what exactly President Trump wants for the Assad regime. You know, does he want Assad to stop using chemical weapons? Does he want a complete regime change? Does he want a negotiated settlement? Or were, again, his comments simply rhetoric? So still decoding those.
I like that, decoding. It seems like we're always decoding. Anyway, the other thing was Steve Bannon. The fact that, in a way, he was pushed aside when it comes to defense, like kind of a demotion, I would say, for Steve Bannon. What was that all about?
So what's going on there, according to reports, is that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who is the National Security Advisor, is doing a cabinet reshuffle, and with that, he wanted to get political figures out of the NSC. So he pushed Bannon out. And from what I've seen, it's him trying to make sure that the NSC is a place, right, that is not politicized, but is a place that brings the president the facts of the matter. And in doing that, he also elevated the positions of senior security roles that had been demoted when Trump reshuffled the NSC. So this looks like, yeah, McMaster changing things now that Flynn is out and he's in.
Yeah, so kind of a victory for McMaster, because I think that's what he wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. In the meantime, too, healthcare. I always say, what's in your wallet? A crumpled up card that we're not sure how much coverage you're actually getting. And the conversation about healthcare, of course, is very loud across the U.S. And the Republicans so far don't have an answer. I heard today that the president might be getting closer to that. Is that just nonsense, or no, we might be getting closer to something resembling what they're saying is a repeal of the Affordable Care Act?
So I've seen the same reports as you did, and I was at the White House today, and when I was walking out there were a couple Republican lawmakers who were walking in, and I heard from other reporters that there were a couple of people who were still inside. So this seems like this is something that President Trump is working hard with Republican colleagues in Congress to work out. But, you know, whether Congress is going to push something by the time that they're set, or at least the House is set to leave Thursday morning for this two-week break, it doesn't appear that way right now.
Wow. When you went to the White House today, what's that like? You know, of course, you know that on Saturday Night Live, they portray it pretty funny when they show Sean Spicer, a.k.a. Melissa McCarthy, going back and forth with the reporters. What was that experience like for you at the White House?
Yeah, well, the White House, it depends on what sort of venue you're participating in press events at the White House. So when I was there today, there was a morning briefing that had to do with regulations and, you know, how President Trump wants to roll back government regulations. There was a briefing about that I actually didn't attend, but something like that, you know, it's a group of people standing in a semicircle who, in that kind of informal sort of gathering, is called a gaggle sometimes. And that's, you know, a friendly sort of banter. What I actually wound up attending was the meeting, was the joint press conference with the Jordanian king. And something like that's very formal, right? The reporters who have RSVP'd for it have their seats picked out by the White House. It's very choreographed. You get two questions from the Jordanian press and two questions from the U.S. press. And you can normally guess what those questions are going to be based on what the headlines are.
Wow. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah, what happens in, I guess you really have covered, for people listening to us, this is kind of fascinating. You've been at the White House. You've been at all the other places around town, too, like the Pentagon, et cetera, right?
Yeah, that's right. Something, working for Talk Media News, we're a very small company, as you know, and that means jumping around to the various branches of the government and the various parts of it.
Nice. So is it who gets the short straw? Is that what you do in the morning? You draw straws?
Who gets the short straw? Normally Justin.
I like that, Justin. All right, Lori Lewis, have a good one, and thanks so much.
Hey.
Yeah, it depends. You know, and it's interesting, too, when you go to some of the reporter areas, it depends on where you are as to what else is going on there and how you kind of work your way into the good graces or the other list for the White House, the Pentagon, the Capitol. There is sort of a pecking order, I guess I'll say. Yeah, it's a little bit of a pecking order. How can you be completely objective? There are reporters that some would like and some wouldn't like, and it might depend on what side of the aisle you're from, might depend on how long you've been there. It's an interesting deal when you go to Washington, you cover Washington politics right there in the city, not just dropping in to the District of Columbia here and there. It's a little bit different as you drop in versus somebody who is there all the time. So the big shakeup is what we talked about with Lori Lewis, and that's the fact that Bannon gets pushed out of a major role from National Security Council. Wow. We come back. Stairs, balls, and one ticket. What do they have in common? We're talking about them on the flip side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Tonight, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we have our Fruits and Nuts Shred It and Bingo segment with our own technical maestro, Nathan Reeder. I hope he knows that he's on deck, but if he isn't, I've alerted him to the fact that he is. Before we get there, though, we're going to dive back into the horror of Syria and the latest conversation. However, in this segment, stare balls and one ticket, that's what I was talking about. What do they have in common? I mentioned I was going to speak about all of those things and throw in a few others as well. I like to call it odds and ends. Shia LaBeouf can't be happy about this. His film sold one ticket in England. Yeah, he has a new war movie apparently out. It's called Man Down, and it opened this past weekend. Only one ticket was bought. I've never heard that. You know, you hear that movie's bombed, and you see that the box office is weak, but one ticket? It was screened at a theater, Real Cinema, in Burnley, England, and they try to measure it. You know, there's a company called ComScore. And it raked in $8.70, £7 worth. Man Down was released on demand at the same time will be out on DVD and Blu-ray next month. The film is about LaBeouf as a Marine who searches for his estranged son after returning from a tour of Afghanistan. It was actually limited release. In December 2016, and just flat out bombed. Can I say that again? Bombed. So I guess the idea was, let's test it in England. Maybe someone will like it there. Maybe we'll fill the theater. or get a few people to go out. No, people wanted to stay home and drink today. They didn't go out and see his film. How embarrassing for him, though, because they blast that out all over the place. I've never heard of such a thing, no matter how many places a movie was screened, of one ticket selling. I wonder if there's more to the story. I actually tried to contact the theater. They have not gotten back to me. Maybe, perhaps there was a rush because people felt sorry for Shia LaBeouf and people decided they were going to go and see it. Whew. When you're an athlete, especially when you're number one in any sport, you know that lots of things can happen to you. Take great care of yourself physically. DJ Dustin Johnson might not be able to play in the Masters because of a back injury. Here's what happened. He injured his back after falling down a set of stairs on Wednesday. His manager is saying he hopes to play in the Masters. He came to Augusta on the best run of his career. He's the top-ranked dude. He's won his last three PGA Tour events. He finished third at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am before that. So talk about a hot streak. He actually was listed as one of the favorites, of course, 11-2 odds to win the Masters. He won the U.S. Open last year, the first major championship of his career. He tied for fourth at one under par, just four shots behind last year's winner, Danny Willett. So now because he tripped down some stairs, he can't, most likely can't compete. If his back is really bugging him, there's no way, because he's not going to be able to take those 4 days. If you throw in the Pro-Am, too, but I guess he could be excused from that. But you need that back, that torque, when you play the great game of golf. Even if the swing looks nice and easy, which absolutely does it, but you have to have your back. Lots of players injure their backs. Look at Tiger Woods. It's been a couple of surgeries for him in less than 2 years, and it's taken him out of the game for now. Who knows? If he even comes back, he tried to practice for the Masters and couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. It was too painful. Absolutely. St. Louis Cardinals right fielder Stephen Piscotty, I love his name, only had one plate appearance in the fifth inning of Tuesday night's game against the Cubbies, but that didn't stop the baseballs from acting like magnets to his body. It was so bizarre. I've never seen this. I had to even go and look at it. I watched one of them live. But it was a weird sequence of events. Cubs pitcher Jake Arrieta hit Piscotty on his right arm with an 89-mile-an-hour pitch. Then two batters later, he swiped second on a wild pitch, but not without the throw beating him. And then he tried to score from second on an infield hit, and he got hit in the head by the throw home. That is nasty stuff. He had to leave the game after the final play. They're going to evaluate him. They're going to do these concussion tests to make sure that they come back clean and he can continue to play at least in the next couple of games. As I mentioned, I've never seen in all my years of watching sports or covering sports or any of that, I've never seen anybody get hit three different times and three different ways. Three different ways the guy got beamed. Oh. So the Cardinals and the Cubs means, yes, we are back to baseball. The season has begun, and the Cubs are in a rare position of where they are defending their championship World Series history-making run. Now, last year, just remember, Game 7. Very bizarre. Talk about bizarre, right? And by the way, the game later in the day, postponed on Wednesday, the Cubs and the Cardinals. You know, there's been some wicked weather. For those of you living in the parts of the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It wouldn't be a week on America Tonight if in some way, somehow, I wasn't talking about weather curveballs. Whether it's hail, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever it is, frying in the sun, freezing cold, bunches of snow. I mean, look, it's the weather. It's the common denominator. We always talk about the weather. But some pretty nasty stuff. So in the kind of weather where trees are bending back and there's high winds, you're probably not, you're just not going to do it. You're not going to play baseball. You're not going to get it in. There's no way. Hey, speaking of baseball and odd partnerships, Derek Jeter, Jeb Bush, among those bidding for the Marlins. Yeah. So the Marlins are on the open market and there's a bidding war. The former New York Yankee shortstop has expressed interest in purchasing the team, along with the former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, in separate groups. They want to do it. Jeffrey Loria has made a few attempts to sell the team. Supposedly there was some sort of a handshake agreement, but that blew up. So with that happening, instead, now you have this other interest. Remember, Jeter retired in 2014 after spending 20 years with the Yankees. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. He made over $265 in his career. That's just salary. And he is interested and has apparently a group around him. Be interesting to see what kind of a baseball owner Derek Jeter would be. He loves the game and knows the game, certainly. So I would say there'd be a pretty good chance that he'd be a pretty good owner. Jeter would be. But Jeb Bush, too. Baseball certainly runs in his family. And these are, they're just one piece of the ownership groups that they would be involved with. So they wouldn't completely, it wouldn't be their team, their family owning it. If there would be other people that would be mixed in as well to that bid. Speaking of bids, bids are also rolling in, part of a quick odds and ends for the Mexican border wall. I've talked about this before, but there's even more people interested. Contractors have submitted bids for the first step of a border wall. The first round of bids is only to design and build the prototypes in the San Diego border area. The deadline was to get them in by April 4th. Construction of the prototypes could start within weeks, could be months, if not years, before construction of the actual wall starts. So the department decides how many prototypes to build once it sees the submissions. That's pretty interesting. It would take years to build it and you do the prototypes. What if we had a changing of the guard at president and they, whoever it was, ixnayed the wall? Ugh. Construction that's not finished. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In Maryland. So Patrick Dodson reported that he had just jumped out onto his front porch on Wednesday. You could hear there in Clinton, Maryland, when a noise made him glance up and jump. Planes were nothing new, of course, in that hood with that airstrip a mile away and Joint Base Andrews just north. So that, you know, you're gonna hear stuff. You're gonna see it. But he said he never thought he would run toward a falling jet. That F-16 that took off from Andrews a few minutes earlier was headed with three other aircraft to Pennsylvania for a surface attack training mission. It had mechanical problems, boom, almost right away. So the pilot safely ditched. The plane plunged into the woods, flanked by suburban cul-de-sacs. The crash was close enough to spray debris and set small brush fires in the surrounding neighborhoods, but seriously, it's remarkable. Nobody was seriously injured or damaged or any of that kind of stuff locally at all. The crazy thing of it is plumes of black smoke pouring out the side of it. And then you think, that's a $20 million fighter that just was crippled. And luckily the pilot, you know, the pilot bailed out. And since we live in the world of, I can't believe what I'm seeing, and let me throw up my cell phone and get some video, there is video all over the place of this, because that's exactly what happened. You know, I step out, and I look up, and I hear this noise, and I start rolling. And so that's what happened. started rolling and seeing this plane that was obviously in big trouble. I mean, serious trouble. And the pilot, as I mentioned, the pilot was able to get out. That's what's good. And that nobody else was hurt, because it would be so easy when you think of those houses for there to be something that could have taken out a crash, that could have taken out way, way, way too many people. Prince George's County, Maryland. And seeing at it from, I saw it from a sky view, you knew, oh, yeah, this is a plane that's down. Because of the way the smoke is and the rest of the surrounding areas around it, where there's nothing. I mean, it's just, you can tell. You can tell that's what's happened here. But the good news is what I keep mentioning, that you didn't have a worse scenario, and it easily could have been that, because you can only control so much, no matter what kind of pilot this pilot was. He was good enough to be in the aircraft that cost $20 million and in that seat where he was in seemingly in control. But once you start to have mechanical problems, you know it's curtains, you got to bail. You got to bail. All you can do. And speaking of bailing, we've said it now a couple of times. What a segue, huh? We go back to Washington, D.C., and Trump removing Steve Bannon from the National Security Council post. I think it was just too sticky. So the former chair of Breitbart News, who's definitely anti-establishment, was taken out of that position. The National Security Council's cabinet-level principles committee, that was what he was part of. And this shift, as we talked about, was done by the Lieutenant General, H.R. McMaster, who is Trump's national security advisor, who insisted on getting rid of a political advisor from the Situation Room where decisions about war and peace are made. Bannon resisted the move, threatened at one point to quit if it went forward. Supposedly White House sources are saying that. But I guess cooler heads prevailed, and the Bannon people are denying that he threatened to quit, but either way, he's not quitting. He is just being shifted. That's all that's about. But it's so wild that's what's happened with that national security team. You had Michael Flynn, the retired three-star general, lasted 24 days, and he was forced out because of misleading VP Mike Pence. Other White House officials, you know, knew he discussed something with the Russian ambassador. With Flynn gone, then really, why did you have to have Bannon there? And, by the way, he kept his security clearance. So he technically could have access, I guess, if he needed to. I would have to say, in that position, he's got to have enemies already inside and outside of the White House. Has to have them. Because so different than anybody else who's been in there. And you think of Karl Rove and how much access Karl Rove had. He wasn't allowed to join the national security meetings. He was not allowed to be in them at all. So for McMaster, it was a no-brainer to make that move, I'm sure. And that was the idea. He's going to revamp the National Security Council that he got from Flynn. So with the hierarchy that way, there had to be a move. And, of course, the president had to know it. Because they're not going to just, I don't think they're just going to shuffle the deck and not have that discussion. I mean, Trump initially supported Bannon's take it or leave it final message to the holdouts from the House Freedom Caucus. But then, needing to win, they grew skeptical and they authorized Pence to resume health care talks. And in this case, then Bannon was playing more of a supportive role. So now there's been a couple of times where his advice has not worked out. And I could say one thing pretty confidently. I think when you look at Donald Trump, he wouldn't hesitate to boot somebody that seemed as though they were pulling him in the wrong direction again and again and again. If that is what's happening with Bannon, then he'll cut that tie if it came down to that. I think this is that particular situation, though, more than probably anything else. That's all that's about, I believe. Yeah. What is it about billionaires and rockets? You know, you have Elon Musk, Tesla dude, Jeff Bezos, who's now selling $1 billion of Amazon stock, well, $1 billion worth of Amazon stock, a year to fund a rocket venture, to fund his Blue Origin rocket company. And he's going to spend about $2.5 billion developing a rocket capable of lifting satellites and eventually people into orbit. Blue Origin is aiming to launch paying passengers on 11-minute suborbital space rides next year. Next year! How would you like that for Christmas? Want one of those rides? Or would you just be too squeamish to try it out? I think you have to have a certain personality. Even where it's more like a slingshot and then you're back. Is there ever any guarantee? No. There is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. So it's one of those, sign the waiver, pay what you have to pay, and go up into space. But there'll be people that will clamor to do that, that's for sure. By the way, you may have heard this, Bill O'Reilly in a lot of controversy lately for the way he's treated some women poorly. The sexual harassment claims have been flying all over the place. There's been some settlements, others questioning his moral compass. But check this out. Bill O'Reilly's ratings for his Fox News program are up 20% over the last week, even after the New York Times published a report about the sexual harassment lawsuit settlements. So the O'Reilly factor has led all cable news programs on Tuesday, averaging well over 500,000 adults, 25 to 54, the targeted audience for cable news, and with 3.76 million viewers. That viewership is up 20% over last Tuesday. The numbers for the Monday program were also very high in the target group from the previous week. So if anything, the conversation or the allegations or just the stories have made the curiosity factor at O'Reilly's show really, really high. Although the O'Reilly factor, just talking about ratings, has been a leader for Fox News since they decided to launch it in 1996. Can you believe it's been that long? So over 20 years. And even though 20 advertisers have pulled their commercials from the program in response, O'Reilly hasn't said anything on his program, period, about it. I suppose the strategy might be to just stay out of the fray and let it ride, I'm thinking. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo are coming up in just a few here on ATN. And boy, we got a couple of really good ones for you. Can't wait to hear what Nathan has to say. You'll find out along with me on America Tonight.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears. My mama said not to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears. Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears, beans in my ears? Now why should I want to put beans in my ears, beans in my ears? You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears, beans in your ears. You can't hear your teacher with beans in your ears, beans in your ears.
Hey, Lady America tonight. One of my favorite things that we do, and here we are doing it at the tail end of this hour, is not putting beans in our ears, but instead getting ready to welcome Nathan Reeder onto the platform for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, you have never put anything odd in your ears, right?
No, never. No weird sounds.
No.
No slimy, like, what do you call it when you stick your wet finger in someone else's ear? What do you call that?
Disgusting.
Yes.
Bullying. Brutal.
Bullying. That's right. That is bullying. Oh, that's awful. The thought of that. Oh,
squishy.
It is squishy. Absolutely. All right, you might be disappointed about this to learn, Nathan, that the United States dropped two slots internationally. And you say, two slots internationally in what? In the rankings of desirable tourist destinations, folks. Yes, it's true. The U.S. is sixth among the most tourist-friendly places to visit in the World Economic Forum's Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Report of 2017. Japan and the United Kingdom both jumped ahead of the U.S. In a 387-page report that is compiled every year, Spain, France, and Germany, the top tourist destinations, still there, desirable places, rounding out the top 10, by the way, Australia, Italy, Canada, and Switzerland. So the U.S. apparently has lost ground in the appeal of its natural resources. The report urged more investment in ground infrastructure. UNESCO lists Florida's Everglades National Park in danger. So the threat of terrorism has also raised security concerns, and there is a decline. How about that? We are not tops. We are not the top dog. In fact, we're all the way down to number six. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, I think the administration is doing a great job of making sure that we're trying to turn that around. I mean, $78,000 of president's salary going to the national parks, that's probably going to turn us right around.
Yeah, why don't you multiply that with a few more zeros on there, and then maybe we can talk about that, right?
Oh, wait, is that not a lot of money?
No, it's not. Oh, me oh my oh. So I would say that's what, a shred it for you? Yeah, shred it. I say so, too. Too bad. Boy, it always seems like when I'm in places like Hawaii that I just see nothing but tourists, but maybe that's all changing, or I guess it depends on where you are. I think the best thing to do is, folks, I'll tell you what, you go to New York and put it on your bucket list. You do have to go see it. I mean it. Go to the Statue of Liberty, and maybe because when I was a kid, so my father died when I was 8, and I can remember him pulling me out of school when I was 5 and taking me to the Statue of Liberty. It was just the coolest day ever. And in my lifetime, I've probably been there maybe a dozen times, and as an adult, so 21 and older, like let's say when I went back home, I would, if I was over at the Statue of Liberty, invariably someone would come up to me so excited, just so crazy excited, speaking some other language, so desperate to, they were a tourist, so desperate to get a picture of themselves right there with Lady Liberty, and they'd ask me to take a picture. I don't know how many pictures I've snapped for people when I've been there now with the cell phone in the last couple of years. But I always get a cool feeling about that, like, yeah, that's right. This is the United States of America, and they're so excited to come see the Statue of Liberty. So just thought I'd throw that in there.
Have
you ever been to the
Statue?
It is cool. Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
Yes, I have.
Was it a cool feeling for you? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, it kind of felt, once I got up inside, it kind of felt like being in the Arches, in St. Louis. But... you know, outside is where you really just get the perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to understand how cool America it is, but, you know, there's so many cool places all around the world. The buzz is about making it in your own backyard, right? You do it by participating. So
don't
pay as much attention to these rating systems.
I agree. Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great things and great people and great things to see in the United States. So how about this not so great? I saw this Pepsi ad, and at first I was confused, and then I went back and looked at it a bunch today. There is this television ad was reality star Kendall Jenner. She left a modeling shoot. So follow me, Nathan, on this. This is a commercial. She is depicted as leaving a modeling shoot to join a protest march after criticism that it was insensitive. Pepsi pulled the ad because they released it on Tuesday. It specifically showed her at this modeling shoot yanking off a blonde wig to reveal her regular dark hair, wiping off her makeup before joining the protesters. She hands a can of Pepsi to one of the police officers standing guard, which makes him smile. The marchers then turn joyous. People took it to social media to say it mocked protest against police violence. Pepsi says they were trying to send a global message of unity, peace, and understanding. And then they said, here it was one day later, because it was such an avalanche of horrible publicity, and the Twittersphere just exploded. They said, clearly we missed the mark. We apologize. We didn't intend to make light of any serious issue. We're removing the content, halting any further rollout. We also apologize for putting Kendall Jenner in this position. Wow.
Yep.
That was stupid. I'm sorry. I don't know what they're thinking. We have this incredible tension, and it crops up in all kinds of ways. And what are they? It just was not. It wasn't appropriate. They just weren't really thinking it all the way through. I understand what their intent was. They just weren't thinking it all the way through.
Maybe they were just caught up in the throes of a sugar high.
Yeah, sugar water. That's what it is. Sugar water. That'll do it to you every time. So they did. It was just bad for, it was bad publicity for them. So it wasn't worth keeping it or arguing about it. And they did what you should do. So I'm going to say bingo that they did that. I'm going to say shred it that the ad agency, when they all sat down, they didn't look at all angles. I mean, listen, I'm a sarcastic person. I know sometimes and when you're a humorist, which I would consider myself a humorist, especially when I'm speaking, and you have to tell your story your way, but you also have to be kind of aware. And it's not about, oh, we're too politically sensitive. I think in this case, there's some terrible things have happened to police and to protesters. So, yeah, wrong time for that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard once you get to international corporate level to play that subtlety.
Right. That's, you nailed it. That's what it is. And there's no explanation. So it's not as though you're on some long-form program. This is just acute, was meant to be acute commercial that's pumped out, boom, and then it's over. And you're saying, what? I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me. And so that was just no way. It just wasn't going to fly. They had to get rid of it. All right, you're going to love this story. Do you like cats, Nathan?
Oh, my God, I love cats!
So does half of the world. So Jimmy the Cat was reunited with his New Jersey family after 2.5 years. You say, how could that possibly happen? Well, Jimmy the Tabby is definitely back with the family. He went missing for a very long time. He's a 15-year-old brown striped boy. He was found on St. Patrick's Day about 10 miles from his house. He was brought to the West Milford Animal Shelter. Volunteers took a photo, posted it on the shelter's Lost Cat Facebook page. The family found it, and they were reunited!
Cute!
Bingo!
Wow. Wow, total bingo.
Total. Yay for cats! Yay for Jimmy!
Yay for reuniting, like a... Oh, my gosh. I would hug you. I would, no,
that's
I can't.
The bacon. Folks, he just had bacon. That's what bacon is.
Bacon and kitty stories. What?
All right, Nathan, thank you very much. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
No.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.